Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
From out of the blue, an alert pops up on your phone which reads, AirTag found moving with you. What does that mean? Are you being tracked? And what should you do? That's exactly what happened to this Roanoke area woman who asked not to be identified by name due to the nature of the incident.
We had left the mall at about 5:30-ish and come home. We were sitting down to dinner, and I got an alert on my phone that an unidentified AirTag was detected.
Receiving the alert was unnerving and left her rattled and at a loss for what to do.
It was terrifying.
AirTags are disc-shaped, lightweight, and measure about an inch and a quarter in diameter. They were designed to help owners keep track of important or often misplaced items, such as car keys, luggage, or even an umbrella. Unfortunately, the relatively inexpensive tags have become tools for stalkers who have discovered they can also be used to track people.
The person who places the tag has notifications on their phone, and they can figure out where the tag is at all times.
Franz Bellanger and Donna Werdelich are professors at Virginia Tech and co-hosts of Voices of Privacy on YouTube.
All of these apps started out genuinely to do the right thing, to track, to help us. And with everything good, some evil does come.
AirTags are not the only such devices on the market. Tile Pro and the Galaxy Smart Tag are similar, but Apple's product utilizes its Find My network, which can essentially extend its range to be tracked over miles instead of several hundred feet.
The ultra-wideband, for example, gives a very precise location of this device.
Werdelich and Bellanger say keeping a cool head if you receive an alert is key.
I would start by trying to figure out where is that tag. And, you know, if you have reasons to believe that this is really a stalking situation, I would actually go to law enforcement.
Officer Greg Benton is crime prevention coordinator for Roanoke County Police.
As soon as you get the notification, just stop what you're doing. Think about the last couple of steps that you've been through so that can help narrow down where might the device be at. If you're out and about, make sure you go to a safe location. We're more than welcome to have you come to the police department. At least we can give you a safe area to search the car and hang out with you to make sure that no one does come up near you while you're trying to search.
If you do find a tag, websites provide instructions for deactivating them.
Companies like Apple or Samsung or Tile or any of those other companies are putting in their own countermeasures to make it more difficult to use them for nefarious reasons.
Keeping up with all of the latest gadgetry can prove difficult, even for those who make it their business.
What we always say is you really need to be vigilant.
And you know, we do this all the time. It's part of our job. We consider ourselves aware. So imagine people who are not in the world of privacy. So that's the whole purpose of what we're trying to do. Let's make sure everybody is educated. We're not saying don't use any of these devices. We're just saying understand all of the challenges that come with that and what you can do.
Resources such as Voices of Privacy can help in keeping up with our ever-changing world of technology. I'm Craig Wright.